Right, shall we start?
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
So here we are again at the James Whale Radio Show. Nice to have you with us. Thank you, by the way. Thank you very much indeed. We've had loads and loads of people getting in touch. Had over 50,000, is it? Robbo, 50,000 listens to the program.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. Did I sound like Nicole Scherzinger then?
A little bit.
Shamazing.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, if you're a new listener to the program, let me introduce you to the team. Rob the Knob.
That's me.
He's here. And there's nobody else here today. And you never know who may come in. Mrs. W is lurking in the background as we speak, as we record this. She may come in. She may not. She's waiting for a fee. And I said, well, we're still in the business of trying to sell some advertising around this and make some money. So when we've organized that, well, are we going to do a competition this week, or is that something we're building up to?
We could do a competition if you want to do a competition. What we got as prizes? We got some condoms to give away.
Well, what have you got them?
We've got the condoms, yeah.
I was hoping you were going to send me a packet down to have a look at. I think I need to see these. Well, let's do a competition for that.
Okay.
A simple one. See if it works.
All right.
So should we do it right at the beginning of the program, or should we? No, let's do it now. Let's do it now.
Okay, then.
So here we are. These are from Diamond Condoms, and they are condoms with diamonds in the end. Now, coming up to Christmas, this may be a novelty gift for you, but I do have to give you a warning that they cannot be guaranteed to do the job other condoms do. In fact, diamonds on the end, these are real diamonds, aren't they?
Apparently they are real diamonds, yeah.
Yeah, apparently they're real diamonds. I mean, I will be very careful because there could be injury. So having warned you of that, actually, going back to the 90s and my late-night television show, which was already called the James Whale Radio Show, we used to give away late-night entertainment packs. I've still got some around here now. I imagine they're probably well past their sell or use-by date. Of these condoms, we had condoms. We gave them to our guests, promoting at the time Safe Sex, of course.
Good, good.
You're very quiet today. Does this sort of thing embarrass you? Do you get embarrassed about this or not?
I'm not embarrassed by condoms.
Are you sure?
I'm used them many times.
Okay, I don't want to know that. That's too much information. All right. So here, very simple question. What is the name of my autobiography? All right? What is the name of my autobiography? How many packets have we got to give away?
We have one, which is for a man and a woman. And we got another one, which is for a man and a man.
Right. Okay. Everything covered. So, would you tell me what
preference.
What sexual preference you have?
You're asking me?
No, not I'm not interested, right? I'm not interested in you. Gay or straight? That's it. So on your entry, please state gay or straight. Diamond condoms for a gay couple, diamond condoms for a straight couple. And the question, very simple, all you have to do is get in touch. How do they get in touch and enter?
Yeah, they could tweet you at the James Whale and say, hi, I'm straight, or hi, I'm gay, and I'd love to win a condom and the name of your book.
I'll be inundated. Can't we do it on Facebook?
Yeah, we could do it on Facebook. I'll stick all the information up later with a photograph of the prize.
I think that's a good idea. So if you'd like to enter the competition, go to Facebook and enter there. And we'd like to thank our very good friends at Diamond Condoms for supplying the prizes. Now, these are quite nice prizes.
They are nice, yep.
Quite nice prizes. So it'll be a little novelty gift. And the winners will all get a signed copy of my autobiography as well. But you have to name the autobiography. I see people going on Twitter at the James Whale think they can enter now. No, go to Facebook. And that you know how to get onto Facebook, onto my page on Facebook, don't you? Of course you do. Right, so we'll do that gay and straight. Actually, did anybody see? I thought it was brilliant. Did we talk about this last week? The Stephen Fry documentary on how different countries deal with their gay population.
No, we haven't talked about that.
Have we not? Let me spend a little time. I think this was absolutely. I've been working a lot for the BBC, as you know. And this week, by the way, when you're hearing this from Monday the 28th, you can hear me between 9 and 12 every morning on WM, BBC WM, in and around the Midlands, the West Midlands. So if you want to tune in and join me on WM this week, the week of the 28th, because some of you may well be listening to this, goodness only knows other times. I noticed lots of people downloading some of the earlier podcasts as well, which you can do as well. So from the 28th of October for 1 week, I'm on BBC WM from Birmingham, and I'm doing the mid-morning show. So you can join there from 9 in the morning until 12. And it'll be nice to hear. You can ring me live on the show. We can talk about the issues of the day. Now, this is something. Oh, and by the way, a bit scatterbrained, I know, but we will hopefully Rob the Job, producer Rob from Dead Air Podcasts, who produced this program, will be able to put phone calls on this program fairly soon.
Very soon.
You're working with equipment that will enable, we will give you a number and you will be able to ring it and then come on the show.
That's right. We almost had it working today, but we didn't want to rush. We want to get it right.
No, quite right. And you're there. You're a very busy man, of course, dealing with diamond condoms at the moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is what happens. Here we are in the 21st century, 2013, soon to be 2014. And people are becoming, across the world, more and more homophobic. It's happening in Russia, as we've seen. It's happening in Uganda. It's happening in all parts of Africa for some strange reason. But in Uganda, and is Uganda still part of the British Commonwealth? I do believe it is. And we do give Uganda quite a lot of money in aid as well. I'm wondering whether we should be doing something about this. They are trying to make it illegal to be a homosexual in Uganda. And the penalty they want to see is death. I mean, we are in the modern era. We are in the 21st century. And still around the world, people are concerned about other people's sexuality. Can anybody tell me why? You know, if they were saying it's compulsory, then maybe you could understand it. But really, I am blowed if I can understand why anybody's sexuality is of any concern to anyone else. Is this, again, the problems of the religious, fervent religious people? Whether it's Christians, Muslims, I don't know, and other people, because of their beliefs, they're worried about other people's sexuality. Why don't people just get on with their own lives and let everybody else do the same? Am I the only person who thinks this?
Well, they can always let us know. Get on our Facebook page and we'll put the question out again.
Have you gone to sleep while I'm talking?
Well, no, I like to let you talk. You know, you are the voice of reason. You are. It's
I am
show.
James Whale. It is my show. But, you know, every now and then I think a little response just to make sure that the audience is still awake would not be bad.
Okay, well, I'm still here.
Yeah. Have you got any thoughts on you? I mean, I don't. Rob, we are fairly new as far as a relationship is concerned, you and I. I mean, it's still a fairly new relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want people to be worried about this, but you've had a relationship with Paul Daniels for quite some time now.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just, you know, we have a new relationship, so I don't know the ins and outs about you.
Okay.
So I'm just surmising. Oh, I've done it again. I can't get Nicole Scherzinger out of my mind. I'm trying to get Mrs. W to dress up as her, but it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, they can always get on the Book of Faith.
Embarrassed. You get embarrassed, don't you? I say things and you get embarrassed. It is slightly embarrassed, slightly worrying. So anyway, listen, let me move on, get you out of your embarrassment. I saw this Stephen Fry documentary and I thought he was excellent. I would love to have him on the show and interview. Maybe we can arrange that because I just thought he did it incredibly well. I don't agree with everything, by the way, Stephen Fry says, but I thought that this documentary he did on the attitude to people's sexuality, if it isn't the same as their own, was just amazing. And I think countries who want to impose the death penalty and religions who feel that they are so They're all consumed by other people's sexual activity, and I'm really not sure if you're a religious person, you've got a deep religious faith, and you're very lucky if you have. But why don't you get on with that and stop worrying about what other people do? If you want to make your feelings known, you can of course tweet me, and I do tweet regularly at the James Whale. Or if you want to make more, you can go on our Facebook page. How can they find that?
Facebook.com/James Whale Radio.
James Whale, James Whale, James Whale Radio Show.
Thank you. Now, one of the things we talked about last week on the programme, or we didn't talk about it, but I have been talking about it, is should prisoners have the vote? We had lots of people came on, and I've got a few here. I want to share a few of these with you, if that's all right.
That's fine by me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
If you just joined us, you sure?
Yep.
Okay, fine. If you just joined us, this is James Whale Radio Show. It's our podcast show. You can pick us up all over the world here on this. You can go to the website jameswhaleradio.co.uk or jameswhale.television, can't they?
.tv, yep.
Yeah, jameswhale.tv. You can pick us up on a couple of online radio stations and hear this program. Audio Boo are putting us out. Are they still putting us out?
They're still putting us out.
Good. Are they talking about us?
We became a featured artist once, I think.
Yeah, well, I think you should get in touch and ask them to feature us again. But more than that, talentgb.com are very good to us. We like talentgb.com. They say all sorts of nice things about the programme. In fact, they've got us a couple of guests, I think, either for next week or the week after. Believe it or not, if you're as old as me, you may remember the comedians Morecambe and Wise. Do you remember Morecambe and Wise?
I remember Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, I remember Morecambe and Wise too. Believe it or not, there is a Morecambe and Wise tribute act who some say is spookily the same as Morecambe and Wise.
You have to see it to believe it. It's very good.
And we're going to have them on the show in the near future. And we might listen. I'm actually toying with the idea of getting various other people on the show as well. If there's somebody you'd like to hear on the show, could be a politician, could be somebody else. Let me know. Now, let's talk, should prisoners have the right to vote? It's something that our esteemed leader, David Cameron, said the other day in Parliament, made him feel physically sick. Well, there are lots of things that make me feel physically sick. I mean, some of these appalling videos, apparently, you can see on YouTube. Now, I don't look at stuff like that, but you did the other day.
I did.
And that made you feel physically sick, didn't it?
It did.
You know, the mutilation of people, in fact, even now there's talk today that they're going to stop putting on executions of people on. It should never have been on Facebook or YouTube or anything else, should it? And there's another thing, going back to sex, by the way, Rob the Job. Everybody gets excited about sex, right? And, you know, we can't have sex anymore. But violence doesn't seem to bother anyone. Priorities, mate, priorities. So anyway, I can't remember how I got onto that, but prisoners having the vote. Oh, I do, because David Cameron said he felt physically sick, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. So what do you think out there, I wonder, about prisoners having the vote? Rob, you got any views?
Have I got any views? Yes. It depends on how long you're in jail for, when you're coming out. If you're coming out and there's a general election, I suppose you've got to vote for what you're coming out to. And you've also got to remember, I suppose, that there are criminals out there that haven't been caught yet or ones that have escaped a jail sentence.
All right. Now, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people comment on this on Facebook, which is where you can go. And please do. Simon Golding, first of all. Thank you, Simon. Thank you for tuning in and listening and taking the trouble. Simon writes, I think it does depend. He's a bit like you, actually, on how long their term is. Maybe prisoners who are sentenced to 1 year or less. After all, when they are released from prison, normally the slate is wiped clean. So they would still have to live in a society voted on by other people. What about people who are simply serving a few months for something quite trivial? They are not allowed to vote. Not sure anyone is going to vote yes on this matter. I think a lot of gut reaction going on here. Paul in York says, many men and women are locked up for a long time for the situations they had to face. Of course they should vote, says Paul. By the way, the majority of people said no, prisoners shouldn't have a vote. CJ Phoenix says, nope, hell, they should be put in giant hamster wheels and made to generate electricity to cut down on our energy prices. CJ and Phoenix in the USA. Mind you, some parts of the USA have got very strange It's very strange laws, haven't they? That's the Bible Belt. You wouldn't want to be there, would you?
No.
CJ, I think it's an interesting point. In Victorian times in this country, they did have great big wheels, didn't they, in prisons?
Did they?
Where the prisoners went there. Yeah, they did 10-hour shifts. Some say that that's not a bad idea to bring it back.
Well, they like to do a lot of weightlifting, don't they, in these prisons? So, you know, keep them fit.
But what do they call the wheels you walk around in? What's that? There's a treadmill, that's it, yeah. So they had treadmills in Victorian prisons. Didn't you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, and some prisoners had to do a 10-hour shift, and apparently it was like climbing 2 miles.
Wow.
Now, one of the things everybody's going on about at the moment is renewable energy.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have, apparently, we're very short of time in prison, okay? People get locked up in their cells for a long time because there's nobody to keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 50 or 60 or however many you can get in the treadmill.
Yeah.
And they do a couple of hours, maybe 5 hours, I don't know, then come out, another shift goes in.
Yeah.
Well, you're a genius as far as electronics is concerned. Would that not generate an enormous amount of electricity?
It would probably generate enough to power the TVs in their cells.
But wouldn't it generate enough to keep the whole of the prison electrified, as it were?
Possibly. The generator would have to be quite big, I'd imagine.
Well, if you get a huge treadmill, I mean, there's room for a big generator attached on the side, isn't there?
I'd assume so. I mean, we could give it a go, couldn't we?
Yeah. I always thought this was a pretty good idea, and see how people feel. Martin Lofty says, absolutely not. I don't want someone who's already demonstrated very poor moral and social standards having a say in how my country is run. So some of your thoughts there. We'll have some more a little bit later. Do you want to know what I think about prisoners' votes?
Please tell us.
I think it should be compulsory that when you go to prison, you have to vote if you're in prison during an election. And I also think that prisoners should be made to listen to those people who are trying to get elected, so that if there is a prison in the constituency of a prospective parliamentary candidate, they have to go and canvass in prisons. I don't think, because most people don't vote. Large majority of people just can't be bothered to vote. So I think if you're in prison, you should be made to listen to these guys. And in a way, it might make you take more interest in society. So it's a thought. Let me know whether you agree or not. You know the way to get in touch. James Whale on Facebook.
The Book of Face.
Find it on our website, James Whale. In fact, you can get me on Twitter at the
James
Whale. Well, thank you very much indeed. If you just joined us, hi. And of course, I suppose with the podcast, people listen all the way through because you can download it. You can listen as many times as you can. But we're running a competition this week. I just dropped my pen on the floor. I'm just going to pick it up. We're running a competition for, Rob, tell them what it's for.
Diamond condoms. And you need to let us know if you're straight or gay, which prize you want to win. And the competition question is, what is the name of James's autobiography?
Very good. And how do you enter?
On the Book of Face.
The Book of Face.
Yep. Yeah.
On the Book of Face. Get there and enter. And on next week's show, mind you, I'm going to be in Birmingham. We're going to have to find a way of doing it in Birmingham.
Oh, we're running.
You might have to come down.
I can come down.
Yeah. You might have to come down, bring your little bits and pieces, and we'll do it in Birmingham. We'll find a room somewhere in Birmingham to do it.
Very good.
But you can join me on WM from Monday, the 28th of October. Depending on when you're listening to this, Monday the 28th of October, WM, BBC WM in Birmingham, from 9 in the morning until 12. You can join me then. Right, so that's the competition for a diamond condom. And these condoms have diamonds in the end. And as Rob said, state whether you're straight or gay. And these are as a funny gift, are not, I don't actually think they are to be used, but if you like them as a gift for Christmas, then get in touch. And thanks to our friends at Diamond Condoms for supplying us with a couple. What is their website?
Diamondcondoms.com.
Okay. James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show. Now, I did a very silly thing yesterday. I don't know, I tweeted it out, so you may already know. But I'm beginning to worry about myself.
You're not that old, surely.
No, I know, but I'm beginning to worry about myself. I'm this week, when I'm talking to you, I'm doing the breakfast show on BBC Radio Berkshire. And it's great, having a great time doing it. But I'm getting up early in the morning, you know, 4:30, got to be on the air at 6. And so when I came back, and also yesterday, I'm one of the judges of the British Curry Awards. So I was judging the British Curry Awards. And I got back and I went to fill up. I was driving Mrs. W's car. It's a diesel car. And I had to put some fuel in it. I went to the garage and, have you done this? I put the wrong fuel in. It's a diesel. I put in unleaded.
Ooh.
What do you mean? Ooh.
I was doing the builder's sucking of teeth then.
Thinking, really?
That's going to be very expensive.
Shut up. So, anyway, and you know how you pit of your stomach feel, I want to go home. I've been up since 4:30. I want to go home. So I went in, and I'm not thinking straight, and I looked at the price. I've put the wrong fuel in. I've put the wrong fuel. Went in, paid for it, not really thinking. I was thinking, God, I've got to pay for it, haven't I? I don't want it. I want it out of the car, but I've still got to pay. I've paid for it. Then I moved the car away from the pumps. You shouldn't actually turn the engine. No,
you should get the pipe pulled off the bottom, shouldn't you, to get rid of it as soon as possible. You don't start the engine and pump it through.
Really?
No.
Are you sure?
Is that what you've done?
What are you?
Why am I laughing? It's not funny.
Well, yeah. Why are you laughing?
I hope there's a good outcome to this.
So anyway, I drove the car just over to the edge of the forecourt because I thought, I don't want to leave it there. It's blocking the thing, and then I'm going to look a right plonker, aren't I? Everybody's going to be pointing their finger and saying, "Hey, look." So I rang Mrs. W. I said, look, and I have done it once before.
That's worse.
I mean, but years ago. I mean, hasn't everybody?
No, I've never done it.
Haven't you ever put the wrong fuel in the car?
No.
Okay, right. Well, it's easy to do. Now, if you do it the other way around, try and put diesel in a petrol, usually you can't get the filler in the thing. But the other way around seems to be quite easy. Because I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot on my mind and not much mind.
Is
obviously.
The car still there?
Oh, well, yeah. So anyway, all right, okay. Don't jump to the end. So what do I do? I ring Mrs. W. I get an earful. Right. Now, what are you doing now? I said, well, I'm going to ring up, what's it, Assist. It's a Land Rover. So I've got to ring up Land Rover Assist, and they'll have to, can't they come and drain it, and then I could just put diesel in? So he said, right, ring them. And tell me what's happening. So I ring them and they say, have you turned the key on? I said, well, yeah, but I've only gone a couple of yards. What do you like? I've only gone a couple of yards and there was already fuel in the car. So it won't have mixed around by now, will it? Going a couple of yards. What are you laughing at?
Carry on.
I might. Anyway. So they say, you can't, okay, well, we're going to have to come and recover your car, take it to the dealers, and they're going to have to drain it. And I'm like, I've been up since 4:30. Can we not come to the garage now and just do it for me? No, I'm sorry, they can't. We've got to come and recover your car and take it to the dealers. Okay, well, how am I going to get home? Well, we'll drop you off. Okay, all right, well, okay. Oh, gosh, how much is this going to cost me? So they say, give us your number, we'll ring back, let you know when we're going to recover the car. Few minutes goes, ring back. Okay, Mr. Whale, we'll be able to come and recover your car. It'll be probably 2.5 hours, and we'll have somebody with you. What? Right, okay. And I think, well, why don't I ring the garage, you know, and see if they couldn't, but that by this time it's sort of 4:30 and everybody's gone home from the workshop. And everybody's saying, you can't touch the car, right? You can't move the car. Don't start it again. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that.
You do?
I do.
You seem to think this is really funny. So I ring up Mrs. W, who says, look, just sit down, relax, and you'll just have to wait. There's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else you can do. And they'll drain it and whatever. And I'm thinking, how much is this going to cost? I could have wrecked the engine, couldn't I?
You could have done, yeah.
I might have wrecked the engine.
But, you know, it would have been expensive.
Right, okay. So, anyway, I spend an hour in the car. You know, you do all sorts of things. I'm messing around. I got out. I'm walking around the car by this time, looking at looking at the price of fuel. And suddenly I look at the price of fuel and it's changed dramatically in the last couple of days. And I suddenly think to myself, hang on. You see, my car is a petrol car, right?
Yeah.
And Mrs. W's is a diesel. And I, hang on, I'm sure I paid for diesel. I'm sure I put diesel in the car. I'll begin to think, how do I know? How can I find? Where's the receipt? Where's the receipt? I've got all these receipts in the car. I'll put it in the car. Hang on, where's the receipt? Oh, God, I haven't got my glasses. I can't read. It's so small, I can't read. Where's the receipt? Oh, dear. So I find the receipt. I go into the garage, and I haven't gone in to tell them I put the... I've stayed well out of the way. I said, look, I haven't got my... Can you tell me, did I put unleaded or diesel in this? And bloke looks at me as if I'm some sort of nut job. And he looks at me, he said, diesel. Why? What did you think you put in it? No, that's fine. I put diesel in the car. You put diesel in the car. It's a diesel car, so I've got diesel in it. Yes.
Am I allowed to laugh?
Well,
now?
I walk. You can, yeah, if you want. I don't think it's funny.
It is. No,
it's not.
Actually, you might have a serious medical condition.
That's what Mrs. W said. I don't. It's not funny at all. You know, I am dyslexic, and sometimes my mind gets muddled. All right. So I've so much on my mind, so much on my mind. So anyway, I go back to the car.
You're laughing.
I ring. Well, as the recovery service saying, now, do you think you should drive, sir? I say, yeah. Are you sure you're all right? Yes, I just got confused. And I don't know what it was. I must have put the pump back, and then I looked at the price, and I thought, oh, gosh, that's the price of unleaded. I've put unleaded in the car, and I didn't think about it again, just went in, and this was all-consuming in my mind.
So was it too cheap, then?
Well, it was quite cheap. The diesel was $1.34.
Right.
And that's quite cheap. I was putting unleaded at that price.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the unleaded was $1.27.
Wow.
So that's where the confusion came. And I suddenly looked at the price of $1.30, whatever it was. I thought, oh, my golly, I've gone and put unleaded in the diesel. And that I didn't even think to check it. I didn't look again. I just thought, oh, you stupid sod.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting, are you sure you're all right?
I'm not convinced.
Well, anyway, so that was my story. And that, to be quite honest... I've been feeling bad about it ever since. I'm just about getting over it now.
Oh, I apologise for laughing.
Well, you should. I mean, my own car is 13 years old. I've had it for 13 years and I love it. And I took that along today. I had a rattle in it. I said, life is going from bad to worse. And the bloke had a lot of your exhaust's a bit loose, tightened it up. And he said, yeah, might be the cylinder head's got a bit of a crack in it. I'm not sure.
Ooh, can I do the suck in the teeth again?
I mean, that's a grand, isn't it, to replace it if it is.
You can't.
No, I'm not going to. I've had it 13 years. I'm not, you know. The head gasket, you can have it replaced.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be right as rain, won't it? They'll replace it. And it might be a perished, one of the rubber hoses slightly perished, because 13 years, rubber does in the engine get a bit hot.
Is this turning into some kind of motoring show now?
No. Perhaps we get Jeremy Clarkson on the show. Sorry about that. I digress. But... listen, I'm sorry. I just thought that might make other people who've done a similar thing feel better. And I think I'm okay.
So in your case, we need more expensive petrol prices.
No, we don't. No, forget it. I wish I hadn't said anything. Should we cut this all out of the show and not put it on?
I'm not cutting this out. This is gold.
Oh, is it? Really? Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back to the program.
The James Whale Radio Show.
Now, let's get some music going on the show, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay, now, here on the James Whale Radio Show, if you, by the way, are in a band, if you've got a CD, and if you would like it to be considered for being included in the programme, and at the moment, it's free... So if we play it as free, we're not going to charge you for a play or anything like that. Can't promise in the future, though. Depends how many people buy me a book. So we're going to feature music in the program. Today on the show, we've got a couple of songs. First one is this. And I think this is pretty good. I quite like it. They're called Pavilions. And this is a song that's called Science and Gods.
Is this where science and gods collide before my eyes? It's what scholars taught, it's what science for. This empty book of lies.
This is the James Whale Radio Show, and I am in full control of my faculties. If you want to tell your friends about us, very easy. I don't know how you got it, but it's always interesting to know how you listen to us on my website, whether you're audio-booing it. And, of course, check out talentgb.com, because not only are they putting out this program, but they have lots of acts on there. If you need somebody to appear or entertain at a function for Christmas, go and check out talentgb.com. And they look good. Right, what do you think about Keith Faz? I like Keith Faz, I have to be honest. I've interviewed him a couple of times this week, of course, about Plodgate or Plebgate, whichever way you want to look at it. And he's just been grilling the policeman who came out and thought they'd be fairly clever and say that Andrew Mitchell didn't answer the questions. Andrew Mitchell, of course, had recorded the interview, you may remember, and he had answered the question. So these three coppers who came out and said he hadn't have been in front of the Home Affairs Committee, and Keith Faz has given them a really good grilling, and they've sat there like naughty schoolboys. Here's the question. Do you think these policemen should be disciplined? Should the policemen involved all be disciplined? In fact, should they be sacked for actually not telling the truth. Now, if you and I don't tell the truth, it's wrong, obviously. But if policemen don't tell the truth, people could end up, as Andrew Mitchell did, losing their job, losing their relationship, their family, even being in prison. If you are a copper, you have to be scrupulously good at everything you do. Honest and good as the day is long. So there's a view out, and this is what I'm getting to. David Davis, the former Home Secretary, Tory Party MP David Davis from York, he actually could have been the leader of the Tory party. He could even have been the Prime Minister today. He's come out and he said that he thinks policemen should wear personal video cameras and recorders so that people will always know what they have done and said. And it will make the police think more about how they behave, and it will give the public back their trust of the police. If the police had video cameras that recorded their conversations with you and microphones, would you be happy? Rob?
I would think that's a brilliant idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea too. I think it's a brilliant idea, but there are lots of people apparently who don't. Lots of people who don't like CCTV, don't like the fact that they're being videoed and observed. And I always think, well, why worry? And somebody said to me when I was discussing this before, yeah, but hang on, James, supposing I stopped a policeman and asked the way, and something as simple as that, then I'd be videoed and I'd probably be kept on a database somewhere. Well, my response is, so what? So what?
Yeah, so what? The council do it already.
Yeah, they do, and so do cyclists quite often.
Cyclists need to, I think.
You know, so I think it's a good idea, but I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that. Would you like to see policemen always having to have a video camera and recorder whenever they talk to members of the public? And has your faith in the police force been shaken by the recent revelations? And they're not the only ones. If you see what David Davis says, he's gone back through a whole litany of justice that's been perverted because of the way the individual police have actually dealt with the situation. So I'd be interested to know your thoughts on that. Have you, how long have we been going? Are we near the end of the programme? I've lost complete.
We're at 34 minutes.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a little while yet then.
Mm.
Good. Good. I've got another commercial to put in here.
Okay.
This is purely a money-making idea for myself. I don't know whether you've heard this, but I've done a number of audio books. You can download and listen to my autobiography, and I nearly told you the title, but then that's the competition, so I won't. You can find that wherever you find audio books, all over the place, can't you?
Google now, your friend.
Google is your friend, yeah. Now, I've just done one called The Butterfly Boy. Did you have any luck in finding a bit of it?
There is a small segment available online. I'll see if we can tag it somewhere. If not, I'll put a link to it on our Facebook page.
All right. Now, I've just recorded The Butterfly Boy, and I'm only getting a percentage of it and a small percentage, so I need you to go out and download a few copies of it. All right? In fact, Rob, could you do 10 or something?
I was going to say, can everyone do 10 each?
Yeah, if you do 10, I think I earn 50p.
Wow.
Well, maybe not that much, actually. No, I don't think it's quite that much.
Can I just give you the 50p?
Yeah, give me the 50. Send me 50p.
Everyone send 50p in.
Yeah, everybody send me 50p. Make it a fiver. It's easier to post. Okay. It'll cost you less. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I spent 3 days recording the audio book of The Butterfly Boy. It's written by Tony Klinger. Tony Klinger, he's actually a film producer. He wrote this. He's written a number of books. Do you remember that movie with Roger Moore, Gold? I don't know if anybody remembers that movie, but he produced and directed that movie. So anyway, Tony Klinger has written this book, and he asked me, would I like to do the audiobook? And I said, yeah, well, what's it about? And he told me, it's a fascinating book, actually. It really is a fascinating book, because it sounds, The Butterfly Boy, it sounds a bit ethereal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually about a
Sorry
young...
About that. I no idea what that word means.
Ethereal. Okay, look it up.
I thought you were going to tell me.
No, I'm not. You need some homework. Ethereal. But anyway, butterflies, ethereal, they flitter. Anyway, I'm not going to bother. This book, The Butterfly Boy, is all about this young lad who is born in Germany of a Jewish and a non-Jewish parent. and he's born between the wars, so during the rise of Hitler. And he becomes disabled. He loses the use of his arms. He contracts polio. And he becomes a painter. Now, as you probably know, if you were disabled and not Jewish, and in Germany during the time of Hitler, you'd be in trouble. And if you were, you know, but it gets even worse. So his mother is Jewish. His father isn't. His father becomes fairly high up in the SS. He then gets taken, and this is a fictitious book, by the way. He then gets taken under the wing of Adolf Hitler, and he becomes a painter, this lad, and he paints with his feet and his mouth, and he becomes a great painter. And he becomes Hitler's personal war artist. But all the time, he's scheming to try and get rid of Hitler. It's a fascinating book of espionage and everything else. I'd seen The Butterfly Boy. I thought, oh, it'll be a nice, gentle book. I didn't realize it would have some pretty horrific scenes in this book, which you'll have to go and download and take it away on your Christmas holidays. And, you know, you're a bit bored or you've got a long car journey, you can listen to. And the thing I found the most embarrassing were the sex scenes. Is that your phone ringing?
That was my phone ringing.
I knew it was. Is anyone worth getting on the program?
Can you bring home a McDonald's?
No, tell her you're going to bring home something something nice, like a nice curry, tandoori chicken, maybe with a little salad. It'll be a lot healthier for you. Okay. And as I can see you while we're doing this program, I think you need some health.
I probably do.
So anyway, listen, the upshot of this is it's a really good book. And I want a little criticism from you, my friends, to tell me how you think I handled the sex scenes when I was reading them out. Right, a couple of more of your emails before we go any further about whether or not prisoners should have the vote. Martin Loft. Hello, Martin. Martin's actually sent us a couple of emails as well. He doesn't want them to have the vote at all. Abby Donnelly. Hello, Abby. She says, of course they should get a pass out for the weekend, free beer and curry tokens. Abby, slightly sarcastic, if I might say. Kev O'Reilly says, part of being banged up is that your liberty is stripped away from you. And Mark Pearson says, absolutely not. You break the rules of society, you lose the rights that go with it. Next, someone will suggest they can claim unemployment benefits too. This country is truly becoming beyond bloody ridiculous. Thank you, Mark. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on how the world treat homosexuality as well after watching the Stephen Fry show? I'd be interested. You can get in touch with the program by going on our Facebook page. And I know some of you will be following me on Twitter at TheJamesWell. Let me know your thoughts there as well. Did I just mention curry?
You did.
Yeah. This month of October, you know, I have a charity for people who've been diagnosed with kidney cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, you did, right. We're just about to merge. The James Well Fund for Kidney Cancer is to merge with another charity that was there. We're going to take them over. And we will be known fairly soon as Kidney Cancer UK, run by the James Well Fund for Kidney Cancer. But I'm telling you this because at the moment, we have a fundraising event at this time every single year. And if people would like to get in touch, you know, Macmillan do a coffee morning.
Mm-hmm.
We do Britain's biggest curry party.
Not in the morning, though.
No, you have it whenever. You know, what you would do, Robbo, is you would invite your mates.
All two of them.
You haven't got many, have you?
No.
Well, listen, try and get a few more. You'd invite them either out to a restaurant for a meal, and you put a beer mug in the table and you raise some money and you send it to the charity, or you have them round your house. And if you go on, and I want you to write this down, if you go on to Britain's Biggest Curry Party, all one word, britainsbiggestcurryparty.org,
I'm just getting a pen, okay. Sorry.
All right. britainsbiggestcurryparty.org/register.
Got it.
You can find out how to have your curry party, and we have a pack you can get hold of, and you can help us raise money for people who've been diagnosed with kidney cancer. We are at the moment running a myriad of things, including a nurse training program online. We, of course, put together patient days for people who've been newly diagnosed to meet a lot of the top people in the medical profession so they can get the answers that they might not be able to get themselves. And we are also running a care line. And I won't give out the care line, but if you want to find out more about this, please go to our website, which is JamesWellFund, all one word, JamesWellFund.org. And perhaps you can help us with Britain's biggest curry party. That would be good.
James?
Yeah?
You know, we mentioned Lush last week.
Oh, the smelly soap people.
Yeah, well, I thought of Lux when you said Lush, and that's why I said it's for the older generation, because I used to buy my grandmother Lux soap as a child for Christmas.
That was the one that used to come in the little flakes, wasn't it, when you get soap flakes?
Yeah. Well, I know Lush, and my wife gave me a slap when I got home, and I told her.
I should think so.
I've been in Lush.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
It's all sort of homemade soaps and not tested on animals and stuff. And I tried one of their pink bath bombs.
And?
Very nice. You get loads of confetti floating in the bath.
Yeah, it gets into embarrassing little places. You want to be careful with that.
So I was thinking, if we give them a mention now, that, check out Lush, that they could send us a few samples and we could check them out in the bath together.
You tried that for me on Marmite, and that hasn't been successful yet.
I've sent the email to Marmite, and I've told them to get in touch with the people and say, listen to the James Wells Show and see how many times we mention the word Marmite.
So okay, well, Lush is Lush.
Could we try doing an advert for them?
Do you want to smell really great? Do you want people, when they come into your home, to think, this smells like a fabulous place? Do you want people to think you have got great taste? Well, get your soap from Lush. Lush is Lush. Pretty good, eh?
You should do adverts for a living.
I know. If anybody's interested, get in touch with my agent.
Good.
Okay. And by the way, once again, thanks to talentgb.com for putting us out there. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, as I say, Facebook us. Hopefully we'll be able to get you to ring in as well and take part in one of the future shows, because Rob is working on it, aren't you?
I am. Not now.
Good,
I will,
man.
Be late.
No, not now. You really, next week's program, people are asking us if we can do more than one a week. I mean, you're never going to be awake enough for this, are you?
Well, I could do it in my sleep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can do anything in my sleep.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to finish off with something that's going to wake you up. Now, as you know, I'm mates with Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC.
Are you?
Get my autobiography and you can find out how and why. And this is a band called Scream Arena. They would be, wouldn't they? And this is a bit of heavy metal. Just before I introduce it, have a great time. If you've enjoyed this, download the other ones as well and get in touch. So, Rob, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And from me, James Well, on this show. Don't forget, join me from the 28th of October. It may be well past when you're listening to this, but if the 28th of October hasn't yet come, or it's Monday, catch me on BBC WM in Birmingham for that week, beginning the 28th of October, from 9 in the morning until midday. So here we are, Scream Arena, and Forever. See you soon.
Well, that's it then for another week. James has left the building. If you want to get your song played on the show, just get in touch with us via Facebook or send us an email and we'll sort that out for you. Take care. See you next week.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.